This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tanzanian President John Magufuli has died at a hospital in Dar es Salaam, according to his vice president. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Speaking on state television, Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan said Magufuli had died of a heart condition at a hospital in Dar es Salaam. The 61-year-old, one of Africa's most prominent coronavirus skeptics, had not been seen in public since the end of February. Speculation was rife that he had contracted COVID-19. Magufuli had denounced measures to stop the spread of the virus and labeled vaccines a Western conspiracy. Last week, officials denied he was ill. Government figures also said Magufuli was working normally and that citizens should ignore rumours from outside the country. Tanzanian police have arrested four people since last week for allegedly spreading false information about the health of political leaders.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. The suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings has been charged with murder. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing eight people at three Atlanta-area massage parlors Tuesday. With six of the victims identified as Asian, the shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack. But Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex addiction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
Less than three full months into the year, the attack was the sixth mass killing of 2021 in the U.S., following a drop-off in mass killings during the pandemic in 2020. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News.